Gucci, alle Heiligen zu beten.
Yeah, it's good to pray for all the saints.
Nicht nur, wenn sie krank sind.
Yeah, it's good to pray for all the saints, not only if they are when they are sick, but also when they are not sick and healthy. And we all have to learn from Paul. He prayed for all the saints in all localities. For example, even in the book of Romans, he said he prayed for them all the time. And not only for them, but for all the churches. It is so important. So it depends on if the saints are in our hearts or not. It's very important to pray for the brothers and sisters. Our heart many times is so narrow. Paul said to the churches in Corinth, to the Corinthians, he said, "Your heart is narrow." My heart, Paul said, is not narrow. May the Lord grant us a soft and a wide heart. When we are actually priests, we shall have a wide heart. But only a small thing, then there's already criticism. We want to say something very quickly and correct something as if we are perfect. God is perfect. He's the only one who is blameless, without blemish. But of us, who is perfect? God's heart is so wide. Otherwise, we would not even exist today. Yeah, Lord, bless our fellowship. Bless all the churches and all the saints. Amen.
So, was soll ich mitteilen? Bin kein Prediger. Bin ein Bruder im Herrn. Good. Sind hier ganz für die Priesterschaft,
was
der Herr uns gezeigt hat am Ende des Zeitalters.
Fully for the priesthood, what the Lord has shown us at the end of this age, that it is the goal of being a Christian is to learn to serve as a priest. It is God's initial plan with the people of Israel. And then also with us, of course. That's why Peter said, and very clearly said, as living stones, we have to be built up. We have to be built up as a spiritual house and a holy priesthood. Yeah, we emphasize the spirit for the building up. And of course, as Paul said in Ephesians 2, we are all built up to a holy temple in the Spirit.
But
the emphasis for the priesthood is not only to be in the Spirit, but much more to be holy. It's a holy priesthood. We have to realize that. I have to realize that. God is holy. That's why Peter's in chapter 1 said, 1 Peter 1, he said, "Be holy, for I, which is God, am holy." In 1 Peter 1:16. Yeah? Many times we don't have this consciousness to that this wonderful God that we serve is holy. Therefore, in the book of Leviticus,
in English it has Leviticus.
Yeah, it's called Leviticus because it's for the tribe of Levi, for the priests. And no other book in the scripture really puts the emphasis on this word holiness, to be holy, than the book of Leviticus. 1 Peter 1 cited it is actually written in the book of Leviticus, what we just read in 1 Peter 1:16. And then in Hebrews 12, it talks about Zion. The emphasis is pursue holiness. Because without sanctification, without holiness, no one can see God. We believe in God, but no one has seen God, has ever seen God. Why? Because we are not holy. When Moses saw God for the first time in this burning bush there, in this burning bush there. The first thing that God told Moses, put off your shoes. That was a commandment. That was a command, yeah. Because you're on holy ground. To be holy is so important. And therefore, also in the temple, there are three parts. There is the outer court, outside. There is the holy place, where the priests serve. And then in the Holy of Holies, where God dwells, where God dwells. We want to serve God, but we are so unholy. Therefore, therefore nothing works. Not maybe because the messages are wrong. Of course, there are also many wrong ones. But even if we give the best message, if we are not holy. And if the listeners are also unholy, then there is no use. Yeah, think about these two sons of Eli. From Aaron. Which just, without the commandment of God, who just went into the holy place alone. And they used strange fire to offer up this incense. And what happened? They were swallowed up by fire. And Aaron was not even allowed to shed tears for them. Yeah, so it is written that we would all learn how to serve God, not just in any way. Yeah, to read. Yeah, our being, if it's not holy, it has no use for God. Yeah, it's a holy priesthood. This is important to know. This is important to know, yeah? And therefore, only the priests are allowed to go into the holy place. It is important. We have to learn and know God is holy. Not only righteous, but also holy and also glorious. That's why in the scripture it says there's no righteous one, not even one. And if we are unrighteous, how can we be holy? Yeah, pursue holiness. We have to pursue. And the holiness is the being of God. God is holy. Therefore, many times I said, Lord, we are not worthy. Not because we're not capable, but because we are unholy. Our thoughts, how we act, our conduct. We are proud, or we think we are somebody. We think we are right. We destroy the work of God. These past 50 years, through the grace of God, I think many of us went through many things.
Gruppen.
Yeah, even in here in Germany. What happened? What happened? And the reason is because we are not holy. We do whatever we want. We believe in God and we think we serve God. Even God said, they will kill you. And they think they served me by with doing that. Yeah. And why? Because we're not holy. So the priests, if they go into the holy place, they have to wear holy clothes. The heart has to be sprinkled from a bad conscience. The body has to be washed with pure water. Then we have to wear put on the white linen garment that we would not be sweating without wool. That it is called the holy place shall give us the consciousness that we shall be holy. And if not, we don't honor God. We shall serve God well pleasingly. Number one, well pleasingly means we have to do what He wants, otherwise He will not receive it. Acceptably. God doesn't receive everything, yeah. We do that, but God doesn't. As I am, for my salvation as an unbeliever, yes. God lets us come forward. How can an unbeliever be holy? No, but after we are saved and we became children of God, we cannot come to God as we are. We have to practice holiness, pursue holiness. Yeah, we need to have this consciousness. The brothers asked me to have fellowship with you, all of you, and I told the Lord, what can I say? I don't just want to preach. I have to ask the Lord, what do you want to say? I don't have anything to say. I called Toby. I don't want to speak. I don't want to share. And he said, no, impossible. My wife asked me at breakfast, what do you want to share? I said, nothing.
Yeah.
The Lord is my witness. And my wife asked me, and I said, nothing. Because I mean it seriously. Not. I don't mean I have nothing to say, but the Lord has something to say, not I. Only a word. The sanctification. We want to know God even more. But without sanctification, it's impossible. That's why this place is called the holy place. And God dwells in the Holy of Holies. It is not just a realization, knowledge, but it needs to be inner knowledge and a realization. If I come to God, I have to be holy. It doesn't need, it's easy, it doesn't need much explanation. Yeah, like Hebrews 10 said, if we enter in, we need the blood, a good conscience, and then our body needs to be washed with pure water. That's how holy our God is. And there's also a laver. And then a holy priestly garment, we need to put it on. And then we can enter in. Amen. Our whole consciousness, not just to live in our spirit, but in our soul, in our heart, in our mind, we need to be in this condition that God is holy, and we have to change my condition. Even when we come to the Word, it's not just that we read the Bible. If you go into the holy place, what kind of a table do you see there? Is it made of metal? Only a table made of just any kind of table made of wood? No, it's a very special wood. And overlaid with gold. If I see such a table, I am even afraid already to have breakfast there. Adam, what do you think? Can you imagine if you have a golden table, you have to eat very carefully. Absolutely, yeah, and have your breakfast there very carefully. We have to eat our breakfast with awe or with godly fear, so to speak. Yeah, it's a kingly table. And then it says showbread. Why is it called showbread? I think the Hebrew word means it is a bread of presence. So who is present there? Is it you, the priests? No, it's the presence before God. This bread has to be put before God into His presence. Can you imagine? If you're the president, no matter who it is, good president, bad president, if Trump invites you and you're sitting on his table, how will you eat? How will you eat there? You will for sure eat differently than when you have breakfast at home. You will behave differently. To eat in the presence of God, especially. We read the Bible, but is it in the presence of God? If we didn't understand what we read, do we ask Him? Do we go to the internet? Yeah. Show bread. It is the bread of the presence before God. The Lord said, the word that He spoke are spirit and life. And we, if we come to the word, we want to have knowledge. We want to know what it means. And even if we know, we are not obedient. Yeah, remember, one name of the Lord is the Word of God. In the book of Revelation, His name is the Word of God. Yeah, it says He's called the Word of God. And if you and we all come to the Word, do we have this consciousness? Do we have this realization? We come into His presence before God. Let Him speak to you, to me, to I want to hear His speaking. God is a speaking God. We think if we come to the Bible, this is God's word already. Yes, but without His presence, it is just a book. I don't want to have my own understanding. I ask God, if I don't know it, speak to me. What do you want to tell me? What does the Spirit want to speak to the churches? What does the Lord want to speak to me personally? Hebrews 1 says, God speaks. In the past, in the time of the Old Covenant, through the prophets. But today, He speaks to us in His Son. In and through His Son. Through the anointing that dwells in us. And he who has an ear, let him hear what the internet speaks. It says, no. Internet also speaks, but without spirit and life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit speaks to the churches. Yeah, I want to hear what he speaks to me and what he wants to speak to us today. Otherwise, we have nothing to say about the scripture. So to eat this showbread, yeah, this word of God is food. You don't just live by bread alone, but from all words of the Bible. No, that's not what it says. No, by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. What comes forth from, what proceeds from our mouth is just teaching in theology and a message, preaching. The Lord has to cleanse my lips bridle my tongue and renew my mind. Renew our mind. He has to cleanse our heart and preserve our hearts. Because the Spirit doesn't just somehow directly flow out, but from our hearts, through our thoughts. But if it comes out in this way, from my unclean lips, if it comes out from there, what is then still clean? That's why it says, more than anything else, preserve your heart. To eat the showbread, it is not easy. The whole atmosphere there is holy. Therefore, if somebody is unholy, like Nadab and Abihu, who just entered in, they will be carried out. We speak about life. But we don't have this realization. Life is God Himself. It's the Lord Himself. He is our life. It is a holy life. A godly life. A divine life, sorry. It is Jesus Himself. And therefore, take heed, beloved brothers and saints, let it be offer up an offering to God, or praying together, or if we have fellowship together, speak in an acceptable way, in an honorable way, no jokes, not laughing. Not saying amen after every sentence. Eventually the word amen has no meaning anymore. It's just a tradition, yeah, or a habit to say it. Revelation says His name is called the Word of God. And His name is Amen. Amen is His name. It's not just Amen, Amen, Amen. Eventually, it has no, this word has no meaning anymore. But it's just a habit. Even if the brother prays, and the sentence is not even finished, you say Amen. It became a habit. Don't think I'm criticizing. I want us all to learn. To give God honor. Yeah, to really appreciate our God. To do everything with a spiritual consciousness and realization. It is so important to learn that. Don't think it is a small thing. The Lord spoke so many things. Matthew 5 to 7. Did He say Amen after every sentence or half sentence? Blessed are Amen. The poor Amen. Who are poor in spirit, Amen. Yeah, the kingdom will belong to them. Amen. Did the Lord speak like that? Speaking with the inner consciousness. It is the Lord who speaks in us. That's what Paul said. You want a proof who speaks in me, which is Christ. It's not us who speak, but Christ. Not how we judge ourselves, our concepts, imaginations. That's why when my wife asked me, what do you want to share? What will you share? I said nothing. She didn't believe it. She said, like, come on. I said, I have nothing to say. The Lord has to speak, not I. That's why I have nothing to say. I was serious, right, Mary? Isn't it like that? If we eat the Word of God in His presence in such a way, don't you think He will give us light? Then there will be light at the golden lampstand, from the golden lampstand. Outwardly, appearingly, yeah, it seems like the. I'm sorry. Outwardly, it looks like there are two things: the table and the golden lampstand. But like the triune God, three in one, it is connected. Can you eat in darkness? Without light? You have your dinner without light, Adam. Can you do that? Can you eat in darkness? Maybe your wife cooked very nicely, very well, tastes very well. But without light, to eat without light, it's not working. You cannot do that. In the experience, it's not two things. The two things are one. The lampstand and the table. They are one. But the Lord has to show us in such a way that there are three things, but in our experience, it's not just eating, and then I go to the lampstand, then I come back to the table, then I go to the lampstand, eventually I'm going in circles. Yeah, to go into the Word will give you light. That's what the Scripture says. It's difficult to explain, but easy to experience. Then you know the will of God, and the reaction in your spirit is prayer. This is what it means to pray with the Word. 50 years praying with the Word is like in the beginning, amen. In amen. Beginning, amen. What's the word? Amen. That is not praying with the Word. It's just a method. But yeah, the word is right to reading, praying when you read. But as you, what we did, it was the wrong way. In the beginning was the word, amen. The word, amen. In the beginning, amen. Amen, amen. I think God will ask me, what are you doing there? No, God is very reasonable God, full of wisdom. Even in Genesis, God didn't say light, 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 and there was light. He said a very clear sentence. Let there be light. Yeah, God is full of wisdom. When you, Adam, when you speak to your wife, how do you speak?
Do it.
Your wife will ask you, do what? That. And then she will ask, yeah, well, what is that? And then you will say, there. And then she will ask, where? Do you speak like that with your wife? Your wife will then tell you, if you speak like that, go back to school. Now, God is a very wise and reasonable God. So I hope we all have this realization. Then when we come to the golden incense altar, then also our prayers, it will be according to the will of God. And we will do God's will. We won't just do anything and give a message. And the Lord said, don't just say, Lord, Lord, but only those who do the will of my Father in the heavens, they will enter into the kingdom of heavens. Then our prayer will be an incense, a sweet aroma for God. God doesn't just want to listen to what you're saying, but He also wants to smell something. The food should not just be food, it also has to taste good and smell good. Yeah. What we offer up to God, it doesn't matter which offering it is, it has to be a sweet aroma. If the food doesn't smell good, but strange, will you eat it, Adam? Yeah, even how we offer it up to God, it needs to be with godly fear. With respect. And well pleasing to God. Don't think God will eat everything. If we already don't want to eat everything, but we go to a good restaurant, not because it's so expensive, because the food is so good. The chef is a good cook. What we offer God has to be a sweet, acceptable aroma for God. Food for God. Don't think for God it is not necessary. No, in Malachi 1, God says, if I am your God and Father, where is my honor? Where is my honor? We learn to give honor to God and whatever we do, to have this realization. He is a holy God, and therefore holiness. It means in every aspect, in whatever we do, not only if we enter into the holy place, or the Holy of Holies, before the throne of grace. Can you imagine We come to the throne of grace in just, every manner we like to come there, to go there. Yeah, Zelensky did that, the Ukrainian president. He came to the White House. He put on his daily clothes. Yeah, did you read that? Trump and Vice President Vance, they were offended. How can we appear before God, before the King of Kings? He's not only our Savior, He's also our King today. He's the head over all things to the Church. Not you, not I, we are nothing. If we try to rule, then we are the Nicolaites. Nicolaitans. God hates it. You want to replace his headship? Do you dare to do that? Who dares to do that? I hope this fellowship with you will be in help for you. To pursue holiness in our daily living. Even if we are at home, even if we are alone, not only in the meeting. In other places, normal places at home, if we are unholy there, then do you think suddenly we are holy in the meeting? Yeah, do you think it is real if we feel like that, if we behave like that? So, amen, Lord. We want to learn. We want to pursue holiness. In our daily living, at home, alone, or in a meeting, we are in Zion all the time. Praise the Lord. So, amen. I have an appointment this afternoon. I have to say goodbye. Praise the Lord. The Lord, the God of holiness, be with all of you. Amen.